Finish Well Radio, where changing the world starts with changing the home, with your host, Meredith Curtis.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to Finish Well Radio. We're so excited that you're with us tonight. And I know the whole country is freezing. And down here in Florida, those of us who are used to wearing flip-flops all winter long, we are getting cold, too. And the temperature's been dropping all day. But just as the temperature is dropping, we are getting so excited because the Finish Well Conference is coming up in 3 weeks. And we are so eager to see what God will do and to meet new people and see old friends, and we are just very excited. And I am so blessed to have with me three very special people from the Finish Well team, and my friend Leah Brooks. Leah, welcome.
Thank you.
And my daughter, Jenny Rose Curtis. Welcome, Jenny Rose.
Thank you.
And my husband, Pastor Mike Curtis.
Love you, sweetie. Glad to be here.
So today, we are going to give you a little taste of what to expect in Finish Well, the conference itself. And we also want to minister to you. Even if you can't come, we hope that tonight's session will really be a blessing to you, because we believe that God has a heart for families. And we really believe that His ways are best. And the Word of God is not only true, but it works and it changes lives. And we are just very excited here at Finish Well to talk about the biblical principles and how they apply to our daily life. Well, I'm going to start with Pastor Mike Curtis. And honey, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, everything about me, I think, has to do with my family. So I'll tell you about my family. I'm married to the most wonderful woman in the world, coming up on 30 years this June 9th. And looking forward to an awesome celebration. And I have five children, four girls, with the youngest, a boy, he's going to be turning 16 this coming Friday. So that is my family, and they're absolutely awesome. My children regularly teach me the simple love of Jesus. They're so passionate for Christ, and it regularly motivates me. And then, of course, I personally believe that God's blessed me with the most incredible church in the world. Servants' hearts, they love discipleship. They love sharing their lives with other people and reaching the lost and ministering to them. So anyways, that's a little bit about me and the blessing God has given me.
Mike, you're going to be speaking at Finish Well. Can you tell us what sessions you'll be sharing?
Do you want me to share the sessions and maybe a little bit about them?
Sure.
Okay, I'd love to do that. I'm going to be, first of all, talking about changers. And one of the reasons why that really is a passion in my heart is because as I look around America today, I really see a sickness in the Church of Jesus, because parents have really lost focus on intimately not just caring for their children and meeting their needs, but really being able to point them to Jesus and helping them not just know about Jesus, but knowing Jesus. And I believe that once once our teens really know Jesus and so thoroughly fall in love with him, that they're going to be, as they say, en fuego. They're going to be on fire for the Lord. And that's what we want to be able to see. We want to see a generation raised up that loves Jesus Christ, talks about Jesus Christ, lives for Jesus Christ, and is willing to die for Jesus Christ. I believe that's what God is wanting to see in his church today. Another session that I'm doing is how to raise real men with our sons. And that, of course, is a passion of mine. I have a son. And I'm in the process of actually writing a book on this subject, not how to do it, but what you actually do. So it's a series of Bible studies and challenges. I remember one particular gentleman after a session on raising real men asked me, he said, you know, Mike, I've got a lot of kids, but I'll be honest with you, I have never been taught what it means to be a real man. And then I think I have an idea, but I think a lot of dads come into fatherhood and they're scared. They really don't know what it means and what it takes to be a man. So this is something that's really exciting for me to be able to pass on and challenge others. And then lastly, one on evangelism, but in the area of apologetics, So we're going to dabble a little bit into some of the facts and concepts of apologetics, but we're also going to be placing a special emphasis on how do you go about doing it, not just the what, but the how. So for us to really reach this generation that is leaning towards both atheism and postmodernism, I believe these types of this type of session is really going to be helpful.
Mike, what can people do who they're not going to be able to come to the conference? They live far away, or they're snowed in, or what can people do to foster a stronger relationship with their teenager?
I have actually done a session in previous Finish Wells, though that's not going to be one this coming Finish Well, but on how do you deal with rebellion. And the bottom line in dealing with rebellion doesn't start when they're teenagers, though, I mean, if it has to, it has to, but it starts when they're young. I remember sitting down years and years ago when I was a youth pastor, speaking with a dad who had a 15-year-old son who had just run away from home. The rebellion that was there was so deep, and the hurts just so intense in his life. And I just thought to myself, wow, if I could just roll the clock back 15 years and be able to encourage him and maybe show him how to have a relationship with his son. But really, for us to have relationships with our children is the key to being able to nip rebellion in the bud. And, you know, some of my children have had to started going down this path, and my wife recognized it, and we just set aside times for fasting and praying, and we jumped in and we prayed for them, prayed with them, took them everywhere we went. We loved on them. We just cried out, God, humble us and really show us how we can see the Spirit of God heal my daughter's heart. And God did that. And honestly, it did not take very long, because not only were we involved, but we helped, and including others in being involved in it, mentoring our daughter or along these lines. And so how to have that relationship with your children, for myself, it's just so important. When I was a young dad and coming home from work, before I was pastoring full-time, being able to see my wife so busy, kids having pulled all the books off the bookshelf, and to be able to just say, okay, honey, what can I do to serve? Just point me in the right direction. Because, you know, I'm a dad, and I realize this, that there are times in which I don't have a clue about some things. So I need my wife to kind of at least point me in the right direction. And so I came home, I tried serving, I really saw it as a privilege to be able to put my kids down at night and do a Bible study with them, just as practical as possible, having storybooks and lessons and learning about the Muffin family and how that related to other biblical stories and biblical principles, and then being able to sing over my children. And honestly, sometimes I would actually come up with a rap. I'm not real good at that, but at least it made them laugh and we had a good time. But building relationships with your kids is really important. And I'll be honest with you, I grew up with four brothers and a sister who was a tomboy, and learning to build relationships with girls was really foreign to me. And I obviously had to start learning with my wife, but I have four daughters, and so that was an exciting adventure, and it still is. And I just love every stage of my children as they go through just being toddlers and into teenagehood and on into becoming adults. And I've got now a daughter who's fixing on getting married in about 6 months, and all the stress that's involved with that and the excitement as well, and really being able to pour into her future husband and really focusing on relationships, I think, is absolutely key in homeschooling.
What would you say to the teenager who's listening, who says, I want that, I want my dad to mentor me if I'm a guy, or maybe as a girl, I want my dad to take special time with me, I want my mom to mentor me, but my parents are just too busy, or maybe they're not strong in the Lord. What can a teen like that do?
Okay, well, it depends on what size gun they have. No, I'm just kidding. You really do, I mean, if a teen really wants to see this happen, then he needs to approach his dad. He needs to really maybe even have his dad to read a good book. It's going to be hard for a teen to motivate his dad, but he can take that initiative in spending time with his dad, even asking his dad what it was like growing up. If his dad tends to take a back seat in the homeschool process or in Bible training in general, then this is a tall order. But for the teen to actually sit down, ask his dad questions, and just ask him, what was it like when you were growing up in church, or what was it like when you were going through my age, or, you know, having the dad, having the teen's dad really think through what it is that God has done in his life that he'd be able to pass on to his son. But as I say, I mean, that's a tall order. That's hard for teens to approach their dads or their moms to be able to do that. And so sometimes wives need to jump in there and kind of kick the bushes a bit and encourage their husbands. Scolding is probably the worst avenue that wives can do, and making their husbands feel bad about it. The best thing to do is to encourage them and paint a picture for the husband as far as what your goal is for your child and raising them as world changers, and that for that to happen, they just absolutely need to be a part of that equation. And what kind of ideas come to their mind? Just draw them out. What can you do as the head of the home to be able to pour into your son or pour into your daughter? So yeah, there's really things that a teen can do and a mom can do in this.
Mike, thanks for sharing with us, and we'll look forward to hearing your sessions at FinishWell. And now we are going to talk to one of my friends, Leah Brooks, and Leah is an amazing woman. And Leah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, thanks, Meredith. I'm so excited to be here, except Pastor Mike has a box of milk duds on his desk, and when I open them up, there's no milk duds in there, so I'm very disappointed at this moment. Oh, at the bottom. I'm a homeschooling mom of two. I couldn't neglect seeing one of my daughters has cerebral palsy. She's just amazing, but her challenges have really shaped us as a family in so many ways. I've been homeschooling for many years. My children are teenagers. I have a little local homeschooling group. I'm kind of a mentor, leader, internet person. And I have my own business, and I've been coming to FinishWell now for about 4 years.
Yes, I met Leah 4 years ago. And Leah, when I met you, I was honestly a little surprised because you didn't have children in high school. And although I thought that was so wise, because I'm always telling people, don't start thinking about high school at the last minute. What made you come to FinishWell when your children were so young?
Really what made me come is my heart was devastated. It was broken. When my children were younger and I was a young homeschooling mom, I sought out a group of people to spend time with, and I sort of inherited a homeschooling group called PACE. And, you know, all these wonderful families, and we would go on field trips, and it was really popular. We would have 50 or 100 people going on field trips, and, you know, we would go weekly, and we celebrated holidays together, and it was pretty casual, but it became a very important part of our lives. And it was a Christian group. But when my children were, you know, in kindergarten, as they grew into fifth grade, some of the older kids in the group got into high school, and some of them even graduated. And I watched as some of them went on to walk with the Lord and do amazing things, but there was a significant enough number of them, even one is significant, who absolutely walked away from the Lord and fell into rebellion, broke their parents' hearts, and fell into just a lifestyle of sin. And when I saw this happening, I felt, you know, like me as a leader of this group, why didn't I see what was happening? And then my next thought was, what about my own children? You know, how can I prevent this from my own children? I had no idea. I had no mentors in my life. I really didn't have that many godly influences in my life. And as I prayed and sought the Lord, I realized I need to be very, very intentional about seeking godly mentors, families, young people who I can emulate. You know, I was raised in an absolutely wonderful family. My parents were very good to us, but, you know, we had our challenges, and we weren't homeschooled, and so this was a very, you know, different thing for me to do. It wasn't something that I had ever seen walked out. And so I thought, I've got to go, and I've got to be very intentional about finding mentors. I need to learn. So I had a really teachable heart, and I cried out to the Lord, and he answered. And he, one of the places he brought me was Finish Well Conference. And so my children were at that time in fourth grade and fifth grade, and I just thought, you know what, it's not too early for me to see what, you know, high school is all about. And I think the Lord really prompted me to go. So I went to the first conference just, you know, ready, what can I learn? What can I find out? How can I be taught?
What is so exciting to me about that, number one, is your heart so hungry and teachable before the Lord. But the reason that we started the conference is that, like you, we saw homeschooled teens fall away, and it broke our heart. And some teens that we thought really loved Jesus, you know, were defending the faith, and we thought, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're going to college, they're embracing evolution, they're embracing false religions and or sexual immorality, and we were devastated. And, you know, if you're a teen and you're listening, maybe you've known homeschool graduates who've fallen away from the Lord, or, you know, maybe you even have friends that are homeschooled that don't have a relationship at all with the Lord, but their parents might think they do. I don't know. But Leah, you came to Finish Well, and how did the Lord minister to you at Finish Well?
Well, really what God did at Finish Well was something that I really didn't expect. You know, I came in thinking I was going to learn how to teach math or how to, you know, teach science. But what I actually learned, one of the first talks that I heard was Meredith did it. The next year, her daughter Katie Bitt did this talk, and it was about worldviews and how we can use high school to impart a worldview that's godly into our children and what that means for their life, how that will help them make critical decisions that will affect their walk with the Lord. And, you know, Meredith went through the books that she used. Her a couple of her children were in college at that point in time. And she talked about the different books that she had them read, you know, the different ways that she taught them. And it really opened my eyes up to, wow, you know, really school is not about the things that we think that they are about. School is about shaping our children so they can walk in the life that the Lord has for them. And what I needed was to be taught how to do that. So I sat down and I took pages and pages of notes, and it seemed like every session was about that. It wasn't so much about, I'm going to teach you a neat way to teach English. It was more about, how can you shape your child's heart? How can you have a great relationship with them? How can you encourage them to walk in the Lord? And then beyond that, I think the next thing that affected me and impressed me to a huge degree was the teens themselves that were at this conference. Because, you know, I was really wrestling with, how exactly do I train my children in the Lord? You know, I would go to church and I would see rows of these neat little homeschoolers with braided hair and pressed smocks, and, you know, they look so cute. And then after church, you know, they weren't so cute necessarily in their groups of peers. And I thought, I don't want that for my children. And then I would see the rebellious children. I thought, I don't want that for my children. But I don't see a picture of what I want for my children anywhere. But when I came to this conference, I saw this picture of these teens who, first of all, came up and greeted me. And they were so excited to see me. And they were so joyful and full of the Lord and beautiful. And, you know, you could tell that they had critical thinking skills, and they had chosen to extend the love of Christ to me because they felt loved by the Lord, and they loved the Lord too. And I thought, oh, that's what I want for my children. Now, 4 years later, I know these teens, and I can say that it's truly genuine what's in their heart, and that their parents imparted this to them, and I wanted to learn how to do that. And that was one of the things that greatly impacted me.
Thank you. And we're going to talk more to Leah when we get back. We're going to have a commercial from one of our sponsors. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more with Leah Brooks.
In all my years of attending Finish Well conferences, I found that it's more than just homeschooling. It's learning how to live.
Finish Well 2014, January 24th and 25th. Visit finishwellcon.com for more information. You've been listening to Finish Well Radio on the Ultimate Radio Network. Now back to your host, Meredith Curtis.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're about to finish chatting with Leah Brooks, but before we do, I have a brief word from Pastor Mike Curtis.
I just wanted to give another perspective that Leah has shared, and that is as I look at her children. Because what I've seen, and I tell them this all the time, but what I see are two children who so love Jesus. You can see it in how they interact with people. You can see it in a small group as well as a large group celebration service, in their worship and prayer to the Lord. They are passionate for Jesus Christ. There's a smile on their face all the time. They love the Lord. They love to be able to tell people about this. And the thing about Finish Well that I'm going to mention this because this is what I see in her children, is that if there's a motto about Finish Well, is capturing the heart and the mind for the under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I see her children really grasping truth and wanting to dig in and know it, but not just wanting to know about the truth, but live it out. Not just knowing about Jesus, but knowing Jesus. So, Leah, I just want to say amen to what you said, but kudos to you and to Stephen, as you guys have really done an awesome job pouring yourselves into your kids and raising world changers.
All right, I can't cry on the radio, so I'm not going to. But thank you so much, Pastor Mike. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate what Finish Well has done for my family. Come back every year. The first year that I came all by myself, and I sat there and I thought, I need to bring everybody I know back to this. And the next year, I tried as hard as I could to bring all of my friends, because really, I think this is a life-changing thing. This is a game-changer for your family. To learn this information, you'll never be the same. And I encourage every family out there to come, and come with open minds, and come just ready to learn and to apply these principles that have been proven to work. And many of the families involved in this conference, they work. They work. And come and learn and be blessed.
Amen, Leah. And one of the things that we do as we're preparing for the conference is we pray for the people who are coming. We pray for the speakers. We pray for the sessions, because we know that this conference is really about God and His power and equipping us, His servants. And of course, none of us are perfect, and you won't find anyone perfect here, but you will find people who genuinely want to obey the Lord. Now, Leah, as time has gone by, you have ended up being part of the Finish Well team, and now you are one of the key players in putting on the conference every year. So from a behind-the-scenes perspective, how does it feel to be part of the team ministering to teens and parents?
It's really a blessing. You know, when I came that first time and I said, I want to bring everybody back, I just started promoting and, you know, sending out emails and Facebook and calling people. And finally, Meredith said, hey, do you want to be head of promotions? You know, and since you're already doing it. And I said, sure, you know, I don't have any degree in this. I really don't know what I'm doing, but I just love what's going on here. And I just really want to share it with people. But it's really a privilege, because I want to be the hands and feet of the Lord. You know, this is an opportunity for me and for my family to serve others and to show them things that I think the Lord wants to be shown. And, you know, I can't, you know, we're not, you know, body of Christ. You've got all different people in it, and we're so much stronger when when we're all doing our part. And you know, I just feel like this is a small part that I can do of a much bigger picture of what God has. And I feel like every single child that's changed or every single parent that's changed through learning these biblical principles, I feel like there's eternal consequences. It's not just going to change your family next year or the year after that, but it's going to be passed on from generation to generation. So, you know, what I can't see is what God can see. I feel like I'm a little part of that, and that's very exciting.
Very true. And how about your family? You have managed to get your whole family involved and
right.
Finish well. So how are they serving and finish well?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, my husband's cooking, so he's a wonderful cook. Yeah, he's going to be making lunch, and I'm actually growing the lettuce and the greens right now. I planted all of them last week, so we're going to have organic greens. And my daughters are going to be greeters, and they're going to be, I'm not even sure, what I don't know, Meredith, what do you have them doing?
Right. So exciting. So
yeah,
the
Oh, yes. They did have some really fun things going on, like a flash mob through the cafeteria last year, which was a lot of fun. But my daughter will also be helping at my booth because I will be speaking. I sell aeroponic tower gardens, and I'll have gardens there that we're going to eat and also look at. And so they're just going to be all over the place. And this is really a great opportunity for them to grow and learn and serve. And we're all so excited as a family.
Okay, Leah, just one more question. You posted a picture today. And I would just like you to tell us about the picture, and that will kind of segue into talking to Jenny Rose.
One of the tremendous blessings in my life has been godly young women who have decided that they were going to take my children under their wing. And my daughter Hannah has this wonderful mentor named Jenny Rose. Yesterday I dropped her off, dropped Hannah off at Jenny Rose's place, and they spent a couple hours together, and I picked her back up and went home. And this morning I saw Hannah intently studying a list. And I said, oh, what are you looking at? And she said, oh, Jenny Rose and I just made our goals for 2014. And I said, oh, how cute. And I started reading it, and my eyes just welled up with tears because this list was things like, you know, I want to be more godly. I want to love the Lord, know how to be loved, and how to express love of the Lord. And, you know, things like that. And I had to set it down and walk away. And I came back later, and I said, honey, I am so proud of you. I don't know many other teens that would spend time, you know, doing this. And it's kind of a moment where I said, you know, everything that the Lord has showed me, he's done it. He's done it. You know, I cried out to the Lord asking him, how can I raise godly children? And all I had to do was ask and be ready for him to pour blessings. And so I was just overwhelmed by that. And but I've seen, God has shown me over and over again that he is faithful, and that if we seek him in this area of our life, we don't have to have rebellious children. We don't have to have bad relationships with our children. We can have loving, godly relationships with our children. We just need to seek the Lord and ask him, what's the next step?
Thank you very much. And now we're going to talk to Jenny Rose. Jenny Rose is the other side of the list, Leah's daughter. And Jenny Rose is a homeschool grad. She's 21, and she's actually a senior now at college. Jenny Rose, tell us a little bit about yourself.
As you all know, I am the daughter of Pastor Mike and Meredith, the host of this show, and very grateful to be that daughter. I tell the Lord almost every day that I am very grateful to be born into this family, because I know that if it wasn't for it, I mean, who knows where I would be, because the Lord knew my personal disposition and my heart. And, I mean, as the Word of God says, he gives us the times and places that we should live so that we might reach out and seek him. So I'm very grateful that he chose this time and place for me. Like my mom said, I'm a senior in college. I'm going to be graduating this May, going to be looking for a way to use my communications and Spanish majors and put them to good use, hopefully. And I'm also a team leader in my church, so my heart is to build up teams and to really see them be set on fire for the Lord, and not just to, you know, because it's very easy as growing up in a Christian home to have, you know, the things that you need to do. You know, you have this attitude, you treat your parents this way. It's like a list. One thing that my sister, Katie Beth, and I have been talking a lot about, and she's been teaching me, is how that integrity really needs to be founded in grace. And so that's actually one of the things we've been really praying for the teens this coming year, is that their hearts would be seeking after the Lord with integrity that's based on His grace and not just a checklist. But all that to say is that I really have a heart for the teens and to see them grow in the Lord.
Jeannie, as you were homeschooled through high school, and are there things that in your homeschooling in high school were helpful and prepared you for college?
Wow, there really is so much. I would say the most important thing of all that prepared me for college would be my personal relationship with Jesus. And I didn't actually realize how important that was until I actually got to college and I saw other kids my age. And, you know, they would act this way and be like, oh, my goodness, I didn't know like people acted like that. But then come to find out, oh, they would come out in conversation saying they're Christians. And I remember the first time that happened, I just cried and cried. And I was like, what is going on that people would say that, like the kids would say that they're Christians, but their lives don't reflect it, the way they talk about it. They don't seem to love you, Jesus. And then the Lord had to just really, you know, quiet my heart and, again, humble me and say, you know, you're not any better, but it really is, it depends on our personal relationships with God. If we don't go into college having that personal relationship with God, it's not going to just suddenly magically appear. And honestly, it'll really be tested because we're no longer riding on the coattails of our parents. We're surrounded by other influences. We're surrounded by professors teaching us from secular worldviews. We're surrounded by peers pressuring us to do things that aren't godly, and we are suddenly in more control of our time. We have to, you know, create our schedules, say how we're going to spend our time, what we're going to do. And honestly, if we don't center our lives already around Jesus, it will be completely impossible to center our lives around Him on our own strength going into college. So that's the one thing that I would suggest to teens, is really focus on knowing God and loving God. And the way that we love God is by receiving His love for us and really knowing that love very intimately. So I would suggest make your personal quiet times top priority every single day, no matter what. Even if you have to wake up at 5 in the morning, like it, I promise you it's worth it. Keep those quiet times and your relationship with God number one, and that more than anything will prepare you for what you'll face at college. Honestly, there's other things involved too, and a lot of them have to do with studying. And so one thing that my parents did when I was in high school was they had me go through this book called Understanding the Times. And that book is by David Noble, and it's an awesome book because it talks about all the different worldviews, including Christianity, and it compares them to one another. So it'll divide them into sections such as sociology and politics and economics and religion and things like that, and then it'll show what each worldview thinks about each category. And that was so helpful. And so what I did was I took a blank notebook, and I would take notes of every chapter that I read, and I would ask questions that I had about it so that I could talk to my parents or talk to Kitty Beth and Juliana, because they had already gone through the book. And honestly, that was so helpful, because when I went into the classroom, it is amazing to see those worldviews being taught straight from the classroom, but disguised in, I don't know, I don't want to say, well, basically they're being disguised in order to feel more innocent than they really are. And professors won't come out and automatically and say, oh, well, I'm coming from a Marxist perspective, except for post-structuralists. They're very open to say that they're coming from a post-structuralist perspective, which is helpful. But for the most part, they don't just come out and say that. They teach their worldview without thinking much about it. And so teens can really benefit by understanding those worldviews so that when they go into the classroom, they can instantly recognize it and hear those key words and like bourgeois and, you know, high class or ruling elites. And they'll think, oh, Marxism. Okay, so this is what I need to guard against. And this is what I believe about this. And just see how it's different. And again, always, always base what your opinions on what you learn in the classroom on the Word of God. Because different Christian authors may fail you, And even David Noble is a man subject to imperfections, but God's word is never subject to imperfection, and we can always trust what the word of God says. And so one thing that I try to do is when I'm in class, I try to pray, okay, Lord, help me to understand what your word says about what this subject is teaching. And then I'll just try to compare what the word of God says to what the class is teaching. And that's really helpful. And not only so, but it also opens up conversations. Maybe the Lord will give you an opportunity to speak up in class and say something that most of those teens would never have heard otherwise. Or talk to students after classes. I've been amazed at how God, and it really isn't me, it's totally God, who'll just put these conversations in place, and he'll give me an opportunity to share what the Bible says about a certain topic that's in contrast to what the class said, and they'll say to me, wow, I've never heard of that. That's really interesting. So don't limit the Spirit of God. Always be open to him. Study those different worldviews.
Very helpful, Jenny Rose. And we are going to be talking about worldviews at Finish Well. We're going to be talking about missions, anything related to God's world, even a session on geography. So that was really neat that you shared that. What about some other things for success in college? What are some things in homeschooling that prepared you for college life? And what are some things maybe that, I wish I would have done this a little differently to get ready for college?
Well, I know the first thing that comes to my mind is scheduling, because as a homeschooler, we don't always have the luxury, unless our mothers are very, extremely well-scheduled, we don't have the luxury of having our schedules cut out for us all the time. I know for me, we had a schedule, but it wasn't a class bell rings, you get 30 minutes here, and then whether you're done or not, you have to move on to the next subject. Instead, we had a basic like schedule where we had math first, then science, then reading, then lunch, then this, you know, whatever. And we had to work until we finished. And in that way, we were able to go at our own pace, but it also forced us to learn how to manage our time wisely and efficiently. So for instance, in high school, I started having to wake up earlier, like around 6 o'clock, and that honestly really prepared me for college, because it can be very easy if you're used to being forced to wake up early, and then suddenly you get to college and you're the master of your time and you're not used to forcing yourself to wake up early, it's very easy to fall into habits of sleeping in or staying up too late or mismanaging your time and wasting time on things you shouldn't. And so in homeschooling, that really helped managing my time, planning out my schedule, saying, okay, I'm going to wake up here. That means I have to go to bed at this time no matter what, even if that means not going out to that movie with my friends, or, you know, even if that means I have to go home early from my friend's party or things like that. Just be very wise in guarding your sleep. And another thing that really helped was reading, learning how to read. And personally, reading is not my natural strength at all. I have lower reading comprehension. I don't read as fast as my mom or my older sister. They can read books in like an hour. But honestly, because my mom made me read so much in high school, it really, really prepared me for the amount of reading that we have to do, that I had to do in college. Because that's the main thing in college. It's no longer just the tests and the memorization of simple facts. I mean, unless you're in science, I guess, but even in science, you have to do a lot of reading. So one, that's the main thing that prepared me in high school, was reading a lot, and also asking myself critical questions. And another thing I appreciated was my mom would ask us questions that went beyond just observation, whether in history, in science, in reading, things like that. She made us analyze those things instead of just absorbing the information. And that is a very big, big key point in college, is their whole thing is getting you to critically think and to analyze. So if you start doing that in high school, you're off to a really good start in college.
Thank you so much, Rose. Is there anything that you would like to say to the teens who might be coming out in 3 weeks to Finish Well, or who those who maybe are deciding whether they'll come or not?
I would just say, do it. Come, definitely come, because Finish Well has a lot of things that are really, really helpful in preparing you. It can help prepare you to know how to interact with people who aren't Christians, teach you how to interact with people of the opposite sex in a godly way, because I will tell you what, there are new temptations that open up when you go to college, and people are not raised in the same environment as you are. when you get to college, and it's very different and can be very shocking. So if you know how to interact with people in an appropriate way, then that can really save you from a lot of grief. And I would also suggest coming with a notebook and a pencil or a pen, because you will definitely want to take notes and then take them home later that day and pray about them. I know that's something that really helps me. And I would just say, come with a humble heart and really let God speak to you. Be open to meeting new people. Ask them about their relationships with God. Ask them about their school activities, about what God is teaching them, about what they're learning, and how they're preparing for their lives. Just come with an open heart and be willing to let God speak to you and reveal things to you that you may never have heard before.
Awesome. And don't forget, if you're going to play airsoft, to bring your gun and to download the waiver and have your parents sign it. And before we end our evening, Pastor Mike would like to say one more thing to you.
Thank you, Meredith. I did say that one of our goals with Finish Well, and I'm going to say this is what it is with Finish Well, but really it's what is birthed out of our heart is we've been homeschooling our children, and what we really see in the homeschooling families in our church and then in Finish Well is that we seek to appeal both to the mind and to the heart. We want to win our child's heart to Christ. We want them on fire for the Lord. And I'm reminded at one of our Finish Well conferences, at the end of our Friday evening services, I know that the praise and the worship was just absolutely awesome. Spirit of God really ministered to people. About 20 teens and singles had done an absolutely amazingly powerful, it was probably about a 15 or so minute skit on overcoming spiritual strongholds. And then honestly, I just gave a short word, and the Spirit of God so moved. There were probably upwards of 30 people at the altars just crying out, God, I've lost vision for homeschooling. Dads who said, wow, God, I've not only lost vision, I'm not even a part of it. I need to lead my family, and yet I'm trapped in these strongholds. Set me free. We saw the Spirit of God ministering so powerfully and deeply and setting people free. And this really is what the kingdom of God is about. It's raising a generation that is fully abandoned to the purposes of God, counting the cost and laying everything down to pursue Him. And when you see that in your teens, oh my goodness, it brings me to tears all the time. I just love it, not just in my children, of course, but in so many of the teens at our church, and then Finish Well as they greet others and minister and seek to impact others. Powerful. And this really is what it's all about in raising world changers. And I hope you're able to come and join us this January 24th and 25th and be a part of what God is doing, not just in the homeschool community, but I believe in Jesus' church, the kingdom of God, in not just raising world changers, but being world changers.
Thank you. And just a reminder, the website is finishwellcon.com, finishwellcon.com. You can register online, you can download a registration form and mail it in. And just on behalf of the Finish Well team, we want to remind you that 2014 is a new year. God has plans for you to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. May God bless you, may you walk in His favor, and may you be overflowing with His love. Good night. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Finish Well Radio with Meredith Curtis and the Finish Well team. Please listen in every first and third Monday of each month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time here at the Ultimate Radio Network.